we probably thought we had David play there for a while and didn't capitalise with some shots on goal. But, kicked straight a bit earlier on. It might not have been as tight in that last quarter, but to Carlton's credit, they never went away. And they increased their attack in the last quarter, and we didn't handle it very well. So we've got some learning to do, but we'll take the win. That would be probably unfair on Carlton. I thought they probably rolled the dice a fair bit more and took the game on. And in this game, you only got to get a bit of momentum. And doesn't matter where or who you play, it's hard to stop. So, and we didn't handle some situations structurally in the last quarter that we need to look at too.
How important is it getting wins here and just experience playing here?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, the way we won, not ideal, but we'll take the win, and a good experience playing here again. To the conditions, the size of the ground, just the experience, and we get to come back here in a couple of weeks. So, I think we'll reflect on the game and have a look at it and review it the way we need to. But we'll move on pretty quick too. I think it's probably more relief when you have games like this, and stress how impressed we were with Carlton and what they did. But I think we can play a bit better.
What did you make of your 450 entries? Seen the climb a lot, like that in the past. Is that down to Carlton's pressure, do you think, or what
they've done as back? Yeah, a bit of both. I thought a lot of our players were in-out-in sort of players, so there's always density when you're going inside 50. I can't remember what quarter it was, probably the second and third, where we had a lot of play and a lot of entries and not much reward. So, it's hard to empty out your forward line when that happens, but you need to find better ways to connect inside 50. So we weren't getting anything out of our, kick it to the top of the square type of plays. And in fact, they were rebounding a little bit more efficiently than I would have liked as well. And in the last quarter, I thought game opened up a little bit, and we lost the ascendancy around the ball and the centre bounce. And then when it opened up, we looked vulnerable.
I think McGovern suggested post match you might have cracked this thumb again. You got to update him. Yeah, I think he said he played with it. He clearly played on him.
Yeah, well, he's a very important player for us. He's had thumb issues for the last couple of years, and he's managed to play with him. So we'll have to see where he pulls up. But he's a very important player on our side. And we'd love to try him in the ruck at some stage, but I think he's just going too well down back.
Stephen Blessing, currently all in his own way at the moment. How do you find the combination with him now and Phillips?
Yeah, that's something we're working through. I mean, Brownie's not a ruckman. He's a defender that's playing forward ruck at the moment, and Scott's carrying the load that he's not used to carrying. So I thought he had his moments today where he probably wasn't as solid or as predictable as we would have liked. And our mids need to adapt around that as well. So I think Scott can play better than he did today. But he's playing a different role for us now. And, there's a few more weeks before we get Nick back. But it'll be really good learning for us to handle these situations without a dominant ruckman.
It's four straight wins now for you. What are you really happy with? What's working well on?
Well, probably the wins would be the thing we're pleased with. And I think this time of year, and all the coaches will tell you, it's just knock over the wins, and you've got work to do. We're not elite, we're not in the top couple in the comp in terms of form, but if we can keep ticking over the wins, qualify for finals, and then have a good crack at us finishing as high as we can, that's our focus. But we're realists. We're not assuming that we're playing to the form of a top two, top four side at the moment.
How about our structures though? Is there any off-field that's pleasing?
Oh yeah, look, there's a lot of pleasing things. I mean, I thought last week was probably our best game for the year, and we it was a brutal game, so I'm not surprised that we did have patches today where we dropped off a little bit. But yeah, I think we're starting to build towards the form we've become used to in recent seasons, but it's a week-to-week thing still at the moment. It's not as predictable as we would like.
How far off are your best footy?
Oh, that's a really difficult question. I mean, I thought our best footy was last week, so I thought at stages today we had some real dominance, but we didn't hold it for four quarters.
What's your number one priority to fix at this stage? In midfield, just being able to get on top and
have the I think the priority for us at the moment is just getting our mindset right. Yeah. So, we'll work on that and getting our belief. know, we're starting to get some evidence now with some success and some wins, but we've still got some work to do with our mindset.
Is Jack Darling okay? I think he's got quite a bit of a knock.
He's fine.
Yeah,
he's all good.
What about the other guys? Pretty soon,
yeah, I'm not sure. I had the players for under 30 seconds, so I haven't had any update at all, other than the fact that we got through the game with everyone on the ground, so we'll see how we pull up.
If McGovern's not there next week, is McKenzie playing well at Eastbourne?
He's playing really well at the moment, so we need to find a way to get him into the side. If his form continues the way it is, he's ready to play. And we've got some other players who are pushing for senior selection, and you know, they had a good win again yesterday as well. Eastbourne.
Sheed and
Duggan
are both far off. Are they
far off? Yeah, they're both playing at Eastbourne, holding their form, so they're definitely in the mix now.
A couple of weeks,
yeah. I think he's just getting into his main training now, so it'll be exciting to get him back in a couple of weeks. But like I said, we can't just rely on him.
How did
Carlton stack up
compared to the
size of places? Oh, look, I wasn't surprised about the pressure they brought to the game. I know it's one of their focuses, and you know, that was there all day. So obviously, there's good unity at the club, and there's good belief with their young players. So I'm sure Brendan would be excited about what he saw today. He wouldn't be overly disappointed they didn't get over the line, but I think it's heading the right direction for them, but I have to ask him more about that.
You've got 6 days into Melbourne. Do you have to sort of ease off a little bit this week, training-wise?
Yeah, we'll look after him this week. Yep, 6 day break, coming back to Perth. Yeah, we could imagine the right way.